Feelings First Aid Kit by Marissa Wittison, Church Magazines. Tape the label on an envelope and fill it with the pieces on this page. Read them the next time you are hurting. Remember that you are important and loved. Number 1. It's okay to cry when you feel sad. Sometimes it can help you feel better. Even Jesus cried after his friend Lazarus died. See John chapter 11, verse 35. Number 2. When you feel sad, you might want to be alone. That's okay. But it's also important to spend time with people who love you. Your family, friends, and church leaders are cheering you on. Number 3. Do things that help your spirit heal. Go to church. Read your scriptures. Pray and tell Heavenly Father how you feel each day. These little things can make a big difference. Number 4. Try different things that might help you feel better, like playing sports, drawing or writing in a journal, or listening to good music. Number 5. If something you watch or read makes you feel sad or scared, stop watching or reading it. If someone is hurting you, tell a grown-up about it right away. Keep telling people until someone helps you. Number 6. Please ask for help when you need it. Talk to people who can help you, like a parent, teacher, church leader, or doctor. And of course, you can always talk to Heavenly Father. Number 7. If you don't feel better right away, don't give up. God has promised that He will wipe away tears from off all faces. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. He has promised to send us comfort if we follow Him, even if things don't get better right away. Number 8. Jesus Christ knows everything you are going through. He loves you. Because of His atonement, we will each be resurrected one day and receive a perfect, healthy mind and body. End of Feelings First Aid Kit by Marissa Wittison. Read by Kate Strongen.